Hello and welcome to another episode of Base News Network. My name is Sophie, aka Joan of Arca, and I'm here with my beloved Punk Revolution Now, aka Kayo. Say hello, Kayo.
Hello, my beloved Sophie.
Hello, 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 as RuPaul might say. All Stars 9 is officially happening. Well, we all knew it was going to happen, but the promo dropped. We know who the queens are, if you didn't read the spoilers. And yeah, it's kind of funny because the finale of like the current season of Drag Race just ended, and on like basically the next day they announced the queens for the All-Star season. Like, no break.
I'm just a little confused. So you're saying this is going to be the ninth season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars?
Yes.
And how many normal seasons have there been?
I believe, yeah, season 16 just ended.
Okay, I just feel like that's crazy that there are nine seasons of, like, there's more than half of, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like All-Star, like, that doesn't make sense to me. You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, you need more All-Stars. No, you know,
fewer,
never mind.
Less,
you need,
yeah.
You need more people to be All-Stars.
Well, that's the thing, is what they do is they start using queens who have already been on All Stars because they get people excited. And that's what I feel like the sanctity of the All Star season has been compromised slightly. Again, I don't really mind that much, but I kind of prefer it when All Stars is like queens that are getting a second chance instead of queens who have been on like several times. Again, It's no hate. And I like the queens. Obviously, they're legends. But I don't know. And I think they happen, like, an All-Star season happens every year. It used to be the case that, like, the time between All-Stars 1 and All-Stars 2 was, like, a very long time. And then you saw All-Stars 2. It was very good, right, Kayo?
I did see All-Stars 2. I've seen 5.5 total RuPaul seasons.
You have? Oh my god.
Yes. Because I've seen 5, I've seen 6, I've seen 1, I've seen All-Stars Season 2, and I've seen Season 15.
Oh yeah.
And half of Season 2.
That's right, we started watching it. Oh, I miss it. Anyway, yeah, so you know your stuff. You know, don't sell yourself short when it comes to RuPaul. Many, many, many fans of RuPaul have never seen season one.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah. It's kind of crazy. I feel like All-Stars would be more exciting if they waited, like, at least 2 years between seasons. But because, you know, All-Stars 2 was so wildly successful that they immediately were like, okay, we're going to do an All-Stars every year. And then they sort of ran out of queens that would be really exciting to see on All-Stars. That's not entirely true. Like, there have been really exciting queens in all the seasons. But I feel like there's more hype, more excitement, more queens to choose from when there's time in between the All-Star seasons.
I don't know. I have not watched enough, but that to me sounds like, I feel like the idea of an all-star or all-stars is like, it's like, you know, it's special.
Yeah.
You know, in theory.
Yeah.
But nine all-star seasons when there's 16 regular seasons. Uh-oh. What was that?
Oh my god, I think it's fireworks. That scared me. We're keeping this in the edit.
That was RuPaul coming. RuPaul's mad.
He's mad.
That was RuPaul fracking in the background.
Maybe so. Who's just doing fireworks on April 26th?
We're getting kind of close to Memorial Day.
yeah, true, but still.
Memorial Day is only, what, like 2 weeks away?
Yeah, close enough.
Memorial Day is such an important holiday that you start celebrating a week early.
That's right.
Celebrating all the veterans who have died.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Anyways, speaking of veterans of drag, All Stars 9 is officially happening very soon. It is coming back on May 17th, streaming on Paramount Plus as it has been for the past few All Star seasons. And the Queens hath been revealed. And Kayo and I are going to react to the premiere looks. And
Yeah,
Kyle's like pretending to
Yay, I love my girlfriend. I'll do anything for her.
I'm sorry. I feel bad. I actually feel
no,
bad.
No. It's a good idea. I feel like me coming in and reviewing these looks, and I probably don't know any of them, or maybe I know one or two.
You know
two
some
of them.
Of them, honestly. You probably know some of them.
Okay. But it's still fun to come with a fresh pair of eyes, so.
Okay. So just to give some context, we're looking at an Entertainment Weekly article about the season, and it sort of runs through who the queens are, and we're just gonna react to the looks. And here's a little blurb from the article explaining the quote twist of the season. The twist is they're contending for a spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame, as well as a $200,000 charitable donation to an organization of their choice. A season synopsis promises that the cast of Queens will use their drag superpowers for good. Across a season that marks the first time in franchise history where the Queens are competing for charity and harnessing their drag skills to win money for a variety of organizations. What's your reaction to this?
So they're getting money, and they also get money to go to charity?
I'm not sure if they're getting, I think they were all paid like a little bit, like the streets were saying $50,000, each of them are going to get $50,000 just for being on the show, which is a lot.
So the winner gets $200,000 that they have to immediately donate.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it kind of doesn't matter. Then you like to win, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just, it feels so
it's kind of like my charity of choice is a much more utilitarian choice than my competitors, so I'm gonna really like sabotage them. that's what I feel like the stakes are. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I know this is a common reality show thing where people compete for charity. And, you know, it's great that this money is being donated to a charity. Like, that's great. But I feel like the stakes are low, competition-wise.
Yeah, because it's like, the stakes are zero.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not zero.
I mean, you get
you win,
the name of a drag.
You get clout.
Yeah, you get the drag race, like, Hall of Famer title. But I mean, at this point, who, like, no one moved. I'm just kidding.
I hope they donate it to something like Wikipedia.
Honestly, that would be awesome.
RuPaul,
that's what I would pick.
Donated to Joe Biden's reelection. That's actually that might actually probably by the time this ends.
No.
I don't know.
No.
They
have a list. They have a list of the charities that they picked. They all have their own charities.
Oh, come on. So you have to pick out of a specific subgroup of charities.
Well, no. Each queen has a charity of their choice.
But I see, but like, do they pick at the end after they win, or do they
go in with it?
Okay, so that makes the stakes, because like, if I really care about animals,
yeah,
and then like someone else really cares, it's like if someone else is like donating to like, you know, treating malaria, and then I'm fighting to like save puppies. That just kind of ruined, because it's like, okay, cool. Now I have to choose between like saving. Never mind. You know what? That's a dark path in my brain to go down. Let's just talk about the.
Let's talk about the looks.
Okay. To hear the rest of this episode, check out our Patreon. Thank you. Bye.